Welcome back. This is Red Barn Radio, recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. Red Barn Radio, roots music, Southern style.
Hey, girl, was a founding member of the Drive-By Truckers, and that's how we met, because of my ex-husband. He plays with Bloodkin currently. He's played with Chuck Lavelle, Booker T. Jones, Mike Mills Concerto. I'm probably getting it all wrong, but check him out on Wikipedia because there's a long list. He also spent a year here in his childhood in Lexington, but most of all, his family lives in Savannah, Georgia.
Okay.
And they're all amazing, and I love them.
Yeah.
So, anyway, he's an amazing player. I'm so lucky, and you're so lucky, that they're all here today. Neil Golden on the keys, he currently plays with the Pink Stones and his own band, which is called Golden Eels, and I love those tunes. Who else do you want to talk about? You played with Elf Power for a little bit and several other bands. If you live in Athens, Georgia, all the musicians play with everybody, so he could probably make a list of 40 different acts that he's played with over the last 15 years, and you'd know some of them, and some of them no, but he's very popular.
Skipping choir rehearsal right now to play this.
Oh, yes. He plays every Sunday at the Unitarian Church, and they are quite demanding. They play some amazing songs.
I'm almost done, lost in my, can't tell you exactly the time. We all know that Daddy done it. Three fingers deep in whatever pose. Brown liquor, beer and wine. Oh, don't matter long, it passes the time. If he had only let her go, it was time. She could have had a life. She might have been.
I'm going to start with you, Neil. In the Unitarian Church, I guess they probably don't have what you would call praise bands like they do in the mega churches and stuff. How's the music go in your church?
We do just about everything. We do a lot of jazz standards. This week we're doing flower tunes, so we're doing Freddie Hubbard, Little Sunflower, and R.E.M. song that Neth picked out, Flowers in Guatemala, Flowers of Guatemala.
So does John also join you in the Unitarian experience?
Occasionally. I got him a running sound job that he does every 6 months, once every 6 months or something.
So are you actually the music director at the church, or do you just join in and play and support what
they're doing? I play piano. I'm the pianist, and I pick out some of the instrumentals, you know, which is awesome to be able to learn tunes, you know, and go try them out and sometimes play them all right, not always.
Yeah. What's your training?
I started as a kid. My dad was a guitar teacher and made me take piano lessons. I didn't like it until I was about 15, and I started liking it. I had some other teachers from New York, moved down south, and I got a taste of the Eastman School of Music. Kind of, they were from there, and they really got me going. Then I went to college for it and partied for about 7 years. A band called Herb Shack was my first band. There might be two people in North Carolina and Kentucky that may have heard of that.
You found you in a lover, was it easy to do? Does she make your heart stop like I used to do? And this new lover, is she smart like me? Can she teach you things that in life are not free? Just a little selfish, 'cause I want you to hurt a little more. Maybe it's all for the best, my friend, but you made me feel so good, so good. You found you know.
Hey, John, you play so beautifully.
I played guitar since I was a, you know, a 9, 10, 11. I mean, 9, 10, just beating on a guitar and finally learning chords by the time I was 13 or 14. You know, I liked Neil Young's Harvest. I liked Camper Van Beethoven had a record we were talking about earlier today called a Key Lime Pie that had some really nice pedal steel on it. This guy was dating my sister. I was still living in Savannah, and his name is William Tonks. He's a great guitar and dobro player. He was in a band called Redneck Grease Deluxe. in Athens, and their steel player was moving to New Orleans, and I had filled in on guitar with them too. I already had a lap steel and I was messing around with that, and I just sort of took the plunge and got a student model, the Showbud Maverick, and moved to Athens. The bands I played with there, it was very loose. That's when I met Patterson Hood from Drive-By Truckers, and I started playing with him, and the Star Room Boys and Japan Cakes, and all these bands, they were okay with me not really knowing how to play very well. So I just kind of did it, you know, learn as I went, I guess, and still learning.
Yeah.
We didn't know, we had to watch our backs. We were kissing on the lips when they attacked. The monsters, they came from outer space. So unsuspecting, they took us without a trace. What happened to California?
Kevin Sweeney.
I had a Starlix lead guitar series tape that you would order from the back of Hit Parader, and it was Jimmy Page style, lick number one. Around that time, the guitar magazine started to feature tablature, which is transcriptions for guitar. Like, it's a diagram of the six strings and the numbers for the frets instead of notation, which I could not figure out. And I had no encouragement at all from my parents or anything. So I learned from that one cassette tape and guitar magazines pretty much. And just playing the record over and over, old-fashioned style.
Yeah.
Slowing it down. I've had plenty of people influence me. Carlton's older brother, Alan, was a good friend of mine.
Hmm.
He taught me a lot of licks, and he taught me to appreciate the Strat. I'm usually a Gibson guy, but...
Oh, you are?
Yeah, I play a Fender when there's more people in the band.
Huh.
Alan Owens was a good influence. Just meeting people and cassettes and magazine.
Every time I come to this part of town, I feel a kind of melancholy sick. I don't know who that person was who lives here now, or what she'd want, or where she went, where she went. Her ghost haunts my dreams and my soul. Wake me up when you know how to show me how to go home.
To WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, NPR for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.org. Red Barn Radio is presented with the support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's cultural development, advocacy, and fundraising organization. LexArts, working for the development of a strong and vibrant arts community as a means of enhancing the quality of life in Central Kentucky. And by Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information? Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show.
The Red Barn Radio theme was written and performed by the Lucy Becker Band. More information is available on social media at Lucy Becker Music.
Thanks so much for listening. I'm Kathy Stamps.
And I'm Forrest Leffler.
There are many people to thank for our broadcast. First, Kimberly Morgan York, our guest on this program. We want to thank all of you for listening to our webcast, watching us on social media, and those listening to us on our growing network of Red Barn stations and media worldwide. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Arts Place Performance Hall in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our future programs. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Now, before we close out the program, let's bring back Kimberly Morgan York.
We're going to leave you with a slow one. It's a slow burner. Slow one. It's called The Best. Just a little love song. Thank you so much for having us. I love being in Lexington, Kentucky. I have so many childhood memories here. I was born here, and it just felt good as soon as I got here, seeing all the horses and the people, and it's a good place to be from, Kentucky, and I'm grateful for you. Thanks for having us.
Red Barn Radio, roots music, southern style, the best music from the roots of the South, and sharing this music with the world.